April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today, we'll hear poetry read by Dr. David Wood from Northern Michigan University's Department of English, who is also the director of that department's Honors Program.
Here I'm going to begin the very beginning of Geoffrey Chaucer's general prologue to the Canterbury Tales, written in that period about 200 years after the Battle of Hastings. As anybody who took high school history knows, the Battle of Hastings is when the Anglo-Norman French take over England. And from that point on, in 1066 and following, English becomes a language where the upper classes speak French, what's called Anglo-Norman, and everyone else, 95% of the population, is continuing to speak a Germanic-based language, Anglo-Saxon, Old English. And so what you hear going on in the Canterbury Tales that I'm about to read is a kind of homogenization where English is starting to come into its own. And it's the very English that we come to speak. It's the language that comes out of London. So this is the Canterbury Tales, 600 years old now, but it's something that might sound kind of uncannily familiar. "Juan that April with his sure swota, the drucht of March hath persed to the rota, and bathed every vein in switch liqueur, of which fertu engendred is the fleur. Juan Zephyrus ache with his sweet breath, inspired hath in every holt and heath, the tendre cruppes and the youngest son, hath in the ram his halve course irona, and smalla fool a smacken melody, that sleep in all the nicht with open ear. So pricketh hem nature in here carages, than along in folk to gunon pilgrimages, and palmers for to saken strange strandes, to ferne hallways, couth in sundre londes. And specially from every shire's end, of Engeland to Canterbury they wend, the holy blissful martyr for to sake, that hem hath holpen, when that they were sick." I'm going to be reading a selection of Shakespeare's sonnets. The sonnets were written in the early 1590s, and I'm going to start with Sonnet 18. "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed. And every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest. Nor shall death brag thou wanderst in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe, or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee." This is William Shakespeare's Sonnet 73. "That time of year thou mayst in me behold, when yellow leaves, or none, or few, do hang upon those boughs which shake against the cold, bare ruined choirs where late the sweet birds sang. In me thou seest the twilight of such day, as after sunset fadeth in the west, which by and by black night doth take away, death's second self that seals up all in rest. In me thou seest the glowing of such fire that on the ashes of his youth doth lie, as the deathbed whereon it must expire, consumed with that which it was nourished by. This thou perceiv'st, which makes thy love more strong, to love that well which thou must leave ere long." This is William Shakespeare's Sonnet 130. "My mistress's eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red than her lips red. If snow be white, why then her breasts are dun. If hairs be wires, black wires grow on her head. I have seen roses damasked, red and white, but no such roses see I in her cheeks. And in some perfumes is there more delight than in the breath that from my mistress reeks. I love to hear her speak, yet well I know that music hath a far more pleasing sound. I grant I never saw a goddess go. My mistress, when she walks, treads on the ground. And yet, by heaven, I think my love is rare, as any she belied with false compare. This is William Shakespeare's Sonnet 138. When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her, though I know she lies, that she might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties. Thus vainly thinking that she thinks me young, although she knows my days are past the best, simply I credit her false-speaking tongue. On both sides thus is simple truth suppressed. But wherefore says she not she is unjust? And wherefore say not I that I am old? Oh, love's best habit is in seeming trust, and age in love loves not to have years told. Therefore I lie with her, and she with me, and in our faults by lies we flattered be. And this is from John Milton, and this is reaching ahead to the year 1650 or so. When I consider how my light is spent. When I consider how my light is spent, ere half my days in this dark world and wide, and that one talent which is death to hide, lodged with me useless, though my soul more bent to serve therewith my Maker, and present my true account, lest he returning chide. Doth God exact day labor, light denied? I fondly ask, but patience to prevent that murmur soon replies, God doth not need either man's works or his own gifts. Who best bear his mild yoke, they serve him best. His state is kingly. Thousands at his bidding speed and post o'er land and ocean without rest. They also serve who only stand and wait.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.